我们很感谢主这次带领我们到北加州参加今年的夏令特会。
We thank the Lord to bring us into Northern California for summer conference.
我们弟兄姊妹无论是自己开车，无论坐 bus， 我们都是付上代价去的。
And whether someone drove or we took the bus, everyone paid a price to go.
我们也真的是神赐给我们那丰富的话语带回来。
And we thank the Lord for His words of abundance.
啊，这次我们大会的主题是神啊，荣耀的城是神的城啊，荣耀是指的你说的。
And we know the conference theme was O City of God, glorious things of thee are spoken.
我们感谢史弟兄为我们释放四篇的信息。
We thank the Lord for Brother Z's message.
那我们史弟兄他是用以西结书的荣耀的意象。
And Brother Z talked from the book of Ezekiel,
也讲到神持久不改变的旨意。
And speak of his God's purpose is never changed.
他第一篇讲到四活物的意象。
And the first day speaks of the vision of the four living things.
就讲到耶稣基督的教会生命和他的行动。
And speak of Christ Jesus and the movement of his church.
第二篇他讲到牧者和新约的意象。
And the second vision talks about the pastor, the shepherd and the new covenant.
第三篇是说到还复活的大军队。
And the third day speak of the vision of the revival of the dry bones.
也是教会复兴的意象。
And also the revival of his church.
那最后一堂他讲到圣殿的建造和活水涌流的意象。
And lastly talk about the building up of the holy temple and also how the living stream flows.
那今天主正在建造，正在经营。
And we know this is the construction that the Lord is undergoing today.
讲到后来这个荣耀的意象，后来的意象要大过先前的意象。
And we also learn that the latter glory will be greater than the former glory.
后来的荣耀也要大过先前的荣耀。
And such glory we have.
这是教会的意象。
And this is the vision of his church.
这也是教会的道路。
And this is also our way.
感谢主，早晨我们将要有几位弟兄姊妹在这边做见证。
And we thank the Lord for many brothers and sisters who will give their testimonies.
为着这次在特会中我们所得到神宝贵的话语。
And for what they have received from the Lord together.
当然我们当中有一些弟兄姊妹因为不能去参加。
And we believe some people really were held back and not able to go.
但是若不同德就不得完全。
But then we know that if one we do not all receive, then we are not perfected.
我们今天有三组的弟兄姊妹要做见证，四组。
And today we have four groups of people that we shall give testimonies.
我们平常都说三组，但是今天还有一组是儿童组。
And today we added our younger brothers and sisters.
那我们优先顺序是儿童组先开始。
And we'd like to have the young children to go first.
然后再来壮年组。
And then the experienced group.
中青组。
And then the mature group.
再来青年组。
And then the powerful group.
那儿童组今天两位见证的这个儿童是 Cherry 跟 Hannah。
And we have two sisters, Cherry and Hannah, they shall give testimony.
那还有最宝贵的是华比要为他们翻译。
And we also have a new interpreter for you today.
好，我们现在就开始。那还有，等一下，这个儿童组是每一位四分钟。
Young children only have, each person only have 4 minutes at most.
然后以下三组，每一组，每一个人做六分钟的见证。
And then the rest of them, each person has 6 minutes, and I will sound the alarm. 7 minutes, they have to stop.
我们有计时啊，所以请。
So I will keep the time.
所以请把握时间。
And they have 4 minutes each.
Hi, okay.
你好。
So when I went to the summer conference.I went to class in the summer conference. I felt excited, and in the class, it was really fun.
所以我到summer conference 的班里面去，我觉得非常高兴。
In the evening class, a teacher's mom told us a story called the Watermelon Story.
在晚上我们老师的妈妈告诉我们一个故事，叫西瓜的秘密。
After she told us the story, she asked us if we received God in our life.
等她讲完那个故事，她问我们主有没有到我们的心里面。
The first time she asked it, I felt too embarrassed to raise my hand.
她第一次问的时候，我觉得我不想举手，因为我很怕。因为所有的大家的头都低下来了，第二次他问我就举手。
A few days later, she asked Barbie and a few other kids to come to the hall.
一两天以后，他叫 Barbie 和其他的小朋友到走廊里面去一下，所以我们去了。
She talks about how we should love each other in John 3:16.
他讲了关于我们怎么样可以爱对方。
After she was and other stuff like that.
和其他的事。
After she was done talking, she asked us to repeat what she said.
等他讲完话的时候，他让我们说他说的东西。在一个祷告里面。等我们打完告的时候，他给我了一个小小的书。
Then she said congratulations.
然后他就说庆祝你。
After she said that, I felt really fresh and new.
等他说完那一句话的时候，我觉得我是一个刚出生的人。
It was a great experience.
那是一个非常好的一天。
That was the greatest day of my life.
那是我全生活最好的、最美好的一天。
拜
拜。
我们大家前几天刚从夏令会回来。
We all know that everybody of us, we just came back from the summer conference a few days ago, right?
我相信大家一定都会有不少的收获。
I believe that everybody have received different things and learned different things.
今天我要和大家一起分享我在夏令会所学到的。
So today I want to share with everybody what I learned in summer conference.
我在夏令会听了很多讲道。
At summer conference, I listened to a lot.Of people talking about Jesus.
更给我留下深刻印象的是爷爷在第二天晚上所讲的。
What leaves me a great thing is at the second night what they talk about.
主耶稣是我们的牧者，我们是他的羊。
Jesus is our shepherd and we are their sheep.
羊很需要牧者。
The sheep needs their shepherd very much.
因为羊很软弱。
Because sheep are very weak.
We 无法抵挡仇敌。
We have no right to defend ourselves from other bad things.
羊不认识路。
We don't know the way.
无法找到青草地和溪水边。
We don't have the power to ourselves to find the green meadow and the fresh creek.
羊需要牧者引导走义路和医治疾病。
The sheep needs the shepherd to lead them the way and heal them.
所以我们很需要主耶稣。
So we need Jesus very much.
还有在第三天晚上有一个呼召。
So on the third night there was something to talk about too.
之后我们大家在一起祷告。
After we pray together.
听着他们的祷告，我的眼泪止不住地流了下来。
Because of hearing their prayer, my tears began to fall.
觉得心里满是愧疚，周围有主的爱包围着我。
I feel that the love of Jesus has completely covered my heart.
我也和他们一同祷告。
So I pray with them also.
我在之前没有准备，口一张就说出来了。
At first, I did not get ready, so I blurted out the prayer.
还有很多叔叔阿姨们为我祷告。
And other aunts and uncles also prayed for me.
在那一天晚上，我真的感觉到了主的大爱与我同在。
At that night, I really felt Jesus' big love with me.
在这次夏令会中。
In the summer conference,
我真的收获了很多。
I really received a lot.
相信你也是和我们大家一起分享。
Thank you for sharing with everybody also.
章三节，你们中间存留的有谁见过这殿从前的荣耀呢？现在你们看着如何？岂不在眼中看如无有吗？
The book of Haggai, chapter 3, verse 2 says, the latter glory is greater than the former glory, and what you have behold, how it will change in the future.
这些日子很多时候都觉得蛮灰心的啊，觉得自己无有，觉得自己什么都不是。
And sometimes we're disappointed in ourselves and we feel like we're nothing and we can't do anything anymore.
但是这次在夏令会里面一开始就这些话很大的摸着我，很大的震撼我的心。
But then right from the beginning of the conference, my heart was greatly moved and touched.
万军之耶和华如此说，过不多时我必再一次震动天地沧海与旱地。
And the Lord of hosts declared that not too much longer I shall shake the heaven and earth and all the creations again.
我必震动万国。
And I will shake all nations.
万国的珍宝都必运来。
And the treasures of the nations shall be shipped unto this place.
我就使这殿满了荣耀。
And I shall make this house full of glory.
银子是我的，金子也是我的。
And silver is mine and gold is mine as well.
这殿后来的荣耀必大过先前的荣耀。
And the latter glory of this temple shall be greater than the former glory.
我们的弟兄启光弟兄他自己经历无有，经历卑微。
And brother David himself experienced what is the meaning by going through and having nothing and humility.
但是他看到过不多时。
But then he saw that not much, very soon.
这些话震动他的心。
And his heart was shaken.
他就向神求，他在无有和卑微的当中向神求。
And in nothingness, and he humbled himself to ask the Lord.
他说：“神啊，求你扩张我的帐幕，张大我的居所，放长我的绳子，坚固我的节子。”
He said, "Oh God, please strengthen me and enlarge my tent and lengthen my cords and stable my pack."
神就帮助他把他的会所建造起来。
And then it is through such prayer that the house of the Lord was built in San Jose.
他指给我们看，在那个装饰会所的那个木条，一条一条的，在两侧。
And he cited the example of how they make decisions in even more details like woods.
他说神使那些弯曲的木条变为直的。
And he said how the Lord gave him wisdom to straighten up the crooked woods, bamboos.
那里他讲到一些木匠的事情我不太明白，但是我知道一件事，神在那里把不可能的事情变成可能。
And it was in the wisdom of God that he had made the impossible possible.
启光述说神如何更新他的眼目。
And brother David shared about how the Lord renewed his sight.
更新他的心思。
And his thoughts.
让他从新的角度来看事情，来做事情。
So that he could have a new perspective in doing things.
我们都很羡慕启光弟兄的殿。果然美丽，果然不同凡响。
We admire the church building was done beautifully, very different, special.
神照着他所求的，果然可以 让他服侍别的团体，利用他的会所服侍别的团体，扩张他的帐幕。
And as our brother desired to use the church building that they have to serve other people's needs.
史弟兄带我们走进神永恒的旨意和计划当中。
And the brother Z shared the message on the eternal purpose of God.
叫我们看见神用风、用云、用火来遇见我们。
And how we see that the Lord is meeting us in the wind and the cloud and the fire.
然后把他的生命和性情制作在我们的里面。
And God also constituted His personality.
使我们有金金般的生命。
And that we may have a life like fine refined gold.
神又赐给我们新的心、新的灵。
And the Lord has also given us a new heart and a new spirit.
把石心换肉心。
And to change the heart of stone into the heart of flesh.
然后神在新的灵当中居住。
And then the Lord desired to dwell in us new spirit.
他更新他的选民。
And he is renewing his chosen ones.
他以自己做我们的牧者。
And he desired to be our shepherd.
他要使枯骨成为复活。
And he shall make the dry bones resurrected.
成为一个身体，一个军队，最后成为他的居所。
And to be a body, an army, and his dwelling place.
他复兴他的教会。
And it is in such process we see how the church can be revived.
叫我们经过各样的艰难险阻。
And so that through difficulties.
为的是制作我们，叫我们最终成为他的居所。
That each of us may be made into his holy habitation.
希望弟兄带我们来看今天神的工作并未停止。
And Brother David shared with us that the Lord's work has not been done yet.
还要在我们的身上做新的事。
And rather the Lord desired to do new works on us.
我们壮年组有一句经典名言。
And the Almighty group talked about this slogan.
老狗学不了新把戏。
Oh, not a good thing. Old dog cannot do new tricks.
但是感谢神，奇光弟兄把这句话推翻了。
But then, Brother David, 1 minute left, have overthrown this statement.
他说神是在旷野开道路，在沙漠中开江河的神。
That our God opened up a way in the wilderness and to make a river in the desert.
他要为我们做新事。
And because He is the God of new things.
他用我们做新事。
And He will use us to do new things.
他呼召我们都起来投身，起来参与。
And he called us to participate together.
每一个聚会都参加，都投入。
That each of us will attend every meeting and to be a part of it.
都起来赞美他，祷告他，都起来服侍他。
And that we will all rise up and to pray to him and serve him together.
叫我们每一个人信心高昂。
And so that our faith may be strengthened.
喜乐满意。
And full of joy.
那时候，神的殿中岂能不充满神的荣耀吗？
And then the glory of the Lord will fill his temple.
神的家中没有老狗。
And there is no old dogs anymore
in his house. 都变成新的了。
And everyone will be a new creation. Do you believe in it?
你相信吗？
Do you believe in it?
神的城啊，有荣耀的事乃指着你说的。
Glorious of things of thee are spoken. Thank you. 两位。那慎重些，马聪刚出去一下。
我想关于这次特会啊。
About this summer conference.
啊，这是基督徒聚会弟兄姊妹的常例的聚会。
To many of us, it's just a habit.
就好像大部分的人一样，生日就要庆祝一下。
Just like many people pass their birthdays with some celebration.
那就把它当作生日一样。
And some of us may feel like it is a routine thing.
那特会虽然是常例的聚会。
And although it is a routine conference.
仍然充满了神的同在的欢乐。
But then we are full of the joy of the presence of God.
那我们这一次的聚会，我们全家人早一点去。
And our family went up a little earlier.
在沿路我们就欣赏神的创造。
And along the way, we enjoy God's creation.
那当然，我们一路上也怀着一个就是去朝见主的心。
But in our hearts, we desire to go meet the Lord.
那就好像大卫所说的。
And just like what David had said,
人对我说,
and what men had said,
我们往耶和华的殿去,
then, let us go up to the house of the Lord, then my heart is rejoicing.
众支派就是耶和华的支派,
and the tribe is the tribe of the Lord is saying that we shall go up.
按以色列人的常例,
and those who love the ordinance of Israelites and to praise the Lord together.
相信就是不管聚会在哪里,
and what it means is that it doesn't matter where the meeting is held.
特会也成为我们家的一个常例的聚会,
and conference is just like a meeting that we shall all attend.
成为我们家的一个传统,
and it becomes the tradition of our own family.
有一个传统也是很好,
and this is a good tradition.
在聚会里面就是分别时间与主亲近,
and we separate our time to draw near to the Lord and have fellowship with him.
到神的殿里去跟众弟兄姊妹一同敬拜,
and we enter into the house of the Lord to worship with brothers and sisters,
一同赞美神,
and to praise the Lord together.
在会中你得到神的祝福,
and we shall be blessed in the conference as well.
相信这是很多弟兄姊妹的经历,
and I believe this is many of our experiences.
明年还有,
There will be one next year.
弟兄姊妹可以现在就把时间分别出来,
and I think that we shall allow the time now, separate for the time now.
定制去与众支派的弟兄姊妹一同朝见主,
and look forward to join with many brothers and sisters to meet the Lord together.
这一次的聚会有几个特别之处啊, 我稍微记了一下, 就是从我的笔记里面大概,
and I noticed a few special things in my notebook, so I'd like to share with you.
那第一点就是在晨更的时候,
and the first thing is about our morning devotion time.
在去年的时候, 因为我们第一次在旅馆里面住, 不是有一个宿舍, 大家一起住在那里,
because we live in a hotel, so we do not have a conference room that we can meet together. So last year we only had our own morning devotion.
那这次青海弟兄呢他就分了几个人在同一个小组里面,
but this time Brother Keith had allocated a few groups.
那感谢神就是让戴一位姐妹还有巴比, 因为他们两个人住一间所以他们的 活动比较快,
and so we thank the Lord for Sister Dai and her daughter to participate greatly.
所以我们就在他们的房间一起晨更,
and they opened their room for us to have morning devotion.
那默想主话,
and we may meditate on the word.
那我相信神也特别祝福他们,
and I believe the Lord give them a special blessing.
那我看一位姐妹在聚会里面得到很多,
and I saw how Sister Yiwei was greatly blessed in the conference.
那从组的也是, 那我相信这是私底下都可以继续的分享,
and I believe many more brothers and sisters was blessed, so we can continue this fellowship.
那在三天的晨更里面, 我发现弟兄姊妹跟主的关系维系得很实在,
and I believe that I noticed during that 3 days everybody got closer together.
那第二点就是讲到就是说聚会里面我归纳了几个重点,
and secondly what I noticed in the conference in this summarized points.
从整个的信息里面,
and from, these are from the message.
第一个就是神知道人的荒凉,
and first of all is that the Lord knows man's desolation, but that he does not look at them.
那神的工作是要得到得胜者,
and the Lord's work is continue to call out the overcomers,
借得胜的人将大能者传遍天下,
and through these overcomers and to preach the almighty ones in all the earth.
第二个就讲到神知道人的软弱, 但他不看人的软弱,
and secondly talk about how God knows the weakness of men, but he doesn't look at them either.
那神的行动是要得到一个跟随者,
and God's movement is that he desires to call people to follow him.
那使相信的人能够使教会为主说话行动,
and those who believe may allow the Lord to work through them and to motivate the church.
那第三个就是神知道人的旧事,
and the third thing is that God knows man's past, but he is not mindful of our past. And it is the heart of the Lord to want to get the renewed one,
借着圣洁的人建造主荣耀的教会,
and through the holy ones to build up his glorious church.
那第四个就是神知道天然人的生命,
and fourthly, the Lord knows our natural lives,
但不看人的天然生命,
but the Lord does not look at them either.
神的目的是要得到 是要人能够得到复活。
And it is God's purpose for us to obtain the resurrected life.
借着天然人的改变，见证基督的复活生命。
And through the change, transformation of the old lives, and that we may receive the newness of life.
那这是四点，那我的感受。
And these are the four points that struck me the most.
在下午的交通聚会里面
And in the afternoon sharing,
那我是参加一个姐妹的分享她分享到怎么样在家庭跟儿女之间的关系有一个建造
And attended a sister's meeting to talk about how to build up our own household
所以她常常回到主的面前
And so she often returned to the Lord
用主的眼光看她的妻子
And to is a brother's meeting?
妻子丈夫跟儿女
She admonished us how to look at our spouses, our relatives in the Lord's perspective.
那无论遇到什么事，他会问主，跟主说话。
And whatever things happen, he will talk to the she will talk to the Lord about it.
所以常常发生事情的时候，他就会说：“哦哦，主耶稣，我现在当做什么？”
And so whenever things happen, she would say, "Oh oh, Lord, what should I do now?"
所以他就从神的立场里面来对待他的先生。跟他的儿女
so she would learn to follow the Lord in the Lord's wisdom
那夫妻的生活跟儿女的生活就会变得非常的丰富
and then the household will be greatly blessed by the Lord's way
那关于会后的一个行动
and lastly about the end of the conference
那我们参加了特会那回来我们会有一些的行动
and after the conference we shall put those learning in action
第一个就是弟兄提醒我们要常常聚会。
And the brothers reminded us to come attend all meetings.
那教会的常例聚会必定要参加。
And all meetings everyone shall attend.
我们回来也有许多的弟兄姐妹都有这样做。
And many brothers and sisters start to do such things today.
那第二点就是讲到要服事。
And the second thing is that we shall serve.
那听命于神就是服事。
And that is to listen to the Lord is our service.
那第三点
The third thing.
那老一代的老练的一代
And the experienced ones.
要殷勤祷告
And must diligent in prayer.
新生的一代要努力征战
And the stronger ones must diligent in fight.
那这一段信息我觉得就是说在教会里面团体的侍奉中
And I believe that in the corporate service of the church,
不就是同心侍奉的祷告群体
And that is to pray in one heart and serve in one accord.
不就是同心侍奉的征战团体
And it's so that we may fight the same battle.
如果不在这两个群体里面的人
And if we are not in neither of these groups,
可能还没有进入到教会的生活
And perhaps he doesn't quite understand what the church is about yet.
那我们也需要警醒
And so then we must stay alert.
荣耀的得胜可能就我们可能没有那一份
And then we shall all have this part
圣中基本上六分钟把整个夏令会都讲完了
Brother has summarized the conference well
星期五的时候聚完会 Keith 弟兄过来跟我紧紧地握了下手
So Brother Keith shook my hand tightly last Friday
觉得有点不妙
And I sense something is happening
从来没有这么亲热过哈
He was seldom that close to me
有点开玩笑
It was a joke
让我来有点分享
And so I'm sharing this with you now
刚跟我说的时候，我有点感觉，有点想，不太想来，有点。
In the beginning, I tried to shun this responsibility.
就是还是听命胜于献祭。
But then I remember to obey is better than sacrifice.
圣中基本上都把大的点都交通完了，我剩了两个小点。
But our brother had just finished all the points, I think.
最后那天呼召那个晚上的史弟兄的这个信息讲的真的是非常好。
But on the night that the Lord had called us to Brother Z, Brother Z had also given a good message.
他讲到刚开始讲到那个亚兰王的大元帅乃曼。
And he set the example of the general of the king, king of Aram.
这么荣耀的一个大元帅，就是地位很尊贵，但他不小心得了大麻风。
And Naaman, the great general, contracted leprosy.
所以他被告知一个以色列的小女子把他引到以色列。
But it was by a small maidservant of a Jew that he was brought before the Lord.
所以他就带了所有的很多的珍宝，他来见这个朝见以色列的王。
So he brought gifts to bring the he brought gifts to before the prophets of the Lord.
以色列的王使徒行传的话说吓死了。
To the kings of Israel, and then the king of Israel was scared. And so he torn his clothes because he was afraid.
那我们就长话短说哈，他没有能力来救，来治他的病。
Because the king of Israel had no means to help this leprosy.
所以他就来见以利沙。
So the king of Israel went to see Elisha.
你发现，他以为神见神人的时候，神会就是用那种很简单的方式救他。
Naaman thought that the servant of God will use his method to heal him.
可能用他的手哈，再换出给他怎么样晃一晃哈。
And perhaps the prophet of the Lord will wave over the wounds in his body.
但是神很奇妙哈，神根本就不见他。
But then God's way is more wonderful.
你发现外面的地位哈，你的尊贵哈，在神面前是 nothing.
The position and the reputation of man in front of God is nothing.
所以呢，神让他派一个使者去见他，让他去约旦河沐浴。
And so Elisha sent his servant to tell Naaman to go to bathe himself in the River Jordan.
所以沐浴七次以后，圣经说他的
And after seven times, then the Bible recorded that his skin was restored like newborn infant.
对，真的是有的时候我们来到神的面前，凭我们的力量，凭我们自己来到神的面前的时候。
And so we know that if we come to the Lord by our own thoughts and our own strength,
可能在神面前，神说你什么都不是。
And then we know that the Lord does not regard those.
不是神所要的。
Because they are not what the Lord wants.
也许他身上就那么一点点大麻风。
And perhaps a person only has a little leprosy.
所以他别的地方都是可以用的。
And perhaps he still has many good parts in his body.
但在神的眼里，他还是有罪。
But then, in the eyes of God, the whole person is useless.
对，第二点他讲到，实际上讲到那个树叶。
And the second thing is about the message on the dry leaves.
就这点我也都忽略了。
And then I used to ignore this part.
这是后来我姊妹给我分享。
Actually, my sister shared this part. And so I represent her on this point.
讲到这个树叶，当这个树叶连在枝子上的时候。
And if the leaf is attached to the tree.
所以发现你发现它跟这个生命连接的时候，它的颜色呀，它的色泽，它那么的有光亮，有生命。
And if the tree is whole with leaves on it, then the tree the leaves shine forth the lusters.
当这个树叶离开了枝子。
But if the leaves fall off from the tree,
枯黄的时候呢，你发现它是脆的。
Then soon it will turn to dry and then brittle.
它没有生命。
Because it is detached from life.
它那么的容易被破碎。
And so that it will be scattered very easily.
所以今天祷告聚会，今天这个擘饼的时候。
So in the breaking of bread meeting,
我真的突然感觉到哈。
And suddenly I have this feeling.
那我坐在底下的时候，我回想我很久。 祷告聚会，不是这个擘饼聚会没有流泪。
And I remember that for a long time, how come I could not shed a tear in the breaking of bread meeting?
我好像是那个树叶，也好像挂在枝干上。
And as if I was still attached on the tree.
但是没有连接到这个枝干，没有跟它有关系。
But somehow, and I'm a little detached.
很多的时候，真的是你碰到神的爱在这里的时候，你居然没有反应。
And many times even then I was prompted by the love of the Lord, but I have no feeling towards it. And so in the calling meeting, as we gathered together to pray in the group, and I began to feel the love of the body. And I heard
Doris,
this sister,
Adam 祷告，我真的是很感动。
And many brothers and sisters to pray, and I was touched by each of them.
我觉得真的是在合一在神的里边是那么的宝贵。
And I feel the oneness in the body of Christ is so precious.
真是像诗篇说的哈。
And just like the book of Psalms has said,
弟兄和睦同居。
That the brothers dwell together in peace.
在神眼中是那样的美。
And it is so beautiful and good in the sight of the Lord.
哦，那最后一点，我交通我姊妹有一点点哈，最后回到主题。
And this is the summary now.
我姊妹她在跪在那祷告的时候，她说，跟神求什么呢
？And my sister asked, "What shall we ask for?"
她说，跟神说，那就求神更新我们。
And let us ask the Lord to renew us.
真的再更新我们回到起初的时候。
And to renew us and put us back in the beginning.
完了以后呢，使弟兄在那里边按手。
And then after that, Brother Z was going around to lay hands on people.
拉我一块去，我说不去不去。
And so my sister tried to bring me to receive the hands, and then I said no, I won't want to.
那我姊妹很坚持，她一个人去了。
But my sister wanted to go by herself.
她跪下，使弟兄跟她按手的时候。
And as she knelt down, and then the brother lay hands on her.
使弟兄第一句话就是更新我的姊妹。
And the first word of the brother's sharing was that renew this sister.
所以我真的是宝贵这样一个属灵的前辈在我们的中间。
And I treasure to have an experienced Christian in our midst.
虽然他有的时候信息的可能有点乱，好像举的例子有点乱。
And sometimes we hear of his testimonies too much.
但是我们真的是抓住他所看见的神所让他看见。
But then our brother does have a revelation. Let us treasure that.
让他成为我们的意象。
And so that his vision can be ours as well. 重量。
感谢主有这个机会让我在这里做见证。
Thank the Lord for the chance to give testimony.
刚才这个小朋友组的，还有壮年组的和中青组的弟兄，已经把能说的都说的差不多了。
Everyone give a beautiful sharing here earlier.
但是主给我们每个人的信息，他给我们同样的信息，但是我们每个人都根据我们自己所需的得着。
And although the message was the same for everyone, but each one took away something precious to ourselves.
所以我就想在这里分享一下我这几天夏令会的得着。
And so I'd like to share my portion.
刚开始这个这个 David Smithers 的这个弟兄给我们分享的信息是这个祷告，是关于祷告，是这个。
Brother David Smith had taught us how to pray before the Lord.
复兴的祷告。
For the revival.
这个是我这个夏令会得到最多的一点。
And that is what touches me the most in the summer conference.
因为我做基督徒的时间不长也不短。
Because I'm a Christian for some time now.
就像刚才马松弟兄分享的一样，常常我们也觉得自己软弱。
And just like Brother Ma has shared, sometimes we feel we're so weak.
所以这个夏令会，使弟兄呼召我们再把自己奉献给主。
So in this summer conference, as the Lord called us to offer up ourselves,
所以我们真的愿意跟从主，我们再把自己献给主。
And so we would like to follow the Lord and consecrate ourselves to Him.
让我们再回到我们刚刚信主的那个时候。
And so that we can have a new beginning.
有更多的这个奉献和聚会。
And so that we can have more of our this chance to offer up ourselves.
我们常常用我们自己的办法来处理事情。
Many times we engage into solving problems by our own ways.
但是David 弟兄给我们分享，当有事情来临的时候，祷告是我们的第一个选择，还是我们最后处理的办法？
But Brother David had clearly outlined for us whether when we encounter problems, pray first or as the last resort to pray.
作为一个男人，我们常常觉得我们自己可以处理。
And as a man, we sometimes feel that we can handle it.
而且我们希望我们的姊妹，我希望我们的小孩都按照我们自己的办法来做同样的选择。
And oftentimes we like to dictate over our wives and our children.
但是神这向我说话。
But then the Lord spoke to me.
他造了我们 我们和我们的妻子和儿女。
And he has given us a wife and children.
他给他们每一个人都给都有他最好的一个计划。
And his glorious purpose is for each one of us.
那么作为我们家的头，应该是在主的带领下，让他们活出他们主给他们的计划。
And as we represent our family, we should allow each one of them to grow and to fulfill into the Lord's purpose.
而不是我们对认为他们什么样是对他们好的。
And we should have no right to dictate over any of them.
我们对他们好的并不一定是主的对他们最好的。
And our best wish for them is no comparison to the Lord's best wish on them.
然后我们又讲到这个是郑启光弟兄的有一座根基的城和将来的荣耀会大过先前的荣耀。
And then we also learn from Brother David about the city with foundation with the latter glory greater than the former.
我就把这个用在我们的家里面。
And I like to apply that into my own household.
郑启光弟兄和还有以前我们翻译弟兄也都讲过亚伯拉罕的信心。
And we have learned about the Abraham's faith.
我们在这个世界上是做的是居做的寄居的生活，过的做帐篷的生活。
And we are but sojourners, and we only live in tents for a time in this world.
所以这个世界上有很多的吸引。
So as we go through the temptations of the world.
那我们是像亚伯拉罕那样固定自己的地方，还是像罗德那样移动到索多玛的地方去
？And us.Are we going to be fixed in God or are we going to change according to the world?
因为我最近的生活在工作上就有很大这样的经历。
And because in my own work situation, I have experienced this.
所以我愿意存在坚固我们的信心，我们为了他的旨意而活，而不是为了我们自己的好处。
So I pray that the Lord will strengthen our faith that we may be fulfilled in His purpose and not for our own wants.
然后我们现在的自己的生活还有家里面也都有这样那样的问题，我们也时常软弱。
And we, as we experience our own weakness in ourselves or our families.
但是神给我们的话是过后来的荣耀将要大过先前的荣耀。
But I really remember that the latter glory shall be greater than the former one.
所以现在虽然我们的家里面还有这样那样的问题。
And so even though we encounter problems here and there.
但是只要我们愿意追求神的道路
，But I believe that as long as we are pursuing in His way，
他一定会带我们到那最好的溪水边。
And the Lord Jesus will bring us into the still on near the still water。
然后同时我和我姊妹也参加了这个Smith 太太的这个分享。
And I also attended the message about the building up the family with my sister。
因为这个是我们现在最需要的一个信息。
And because that is the message we need most as a couple.
首先是合神心意的婚姻。
And first of all is the marriage after God's heart.
第二个是合神心意的父母。
And the second thing is the heart that is according to the Lord for the parents.
我们现在正在这个过程当中。
And we are still learning.
小孩常常让我们烦恼。
And our children give us some troubles.
也常常让我们觉得很累。
And they wear us out.
但是感谢这个夏令会的信息。
But we thank the message in the conference.
它继续更新我们的信心。
And the Lord continue to renew our faith.
让我们更多的摸着主对我们的意愿。
And so that we may be in touch with the Lord's will over us.
让我们也能体会我们也是他的儿女。
And so that we may identify that we may live out as His children.
我们也常常悖逆，我们常常应着景象。
And even though we rebelled and hard-hearted at times,
所以现在当我们再重新看我们的儿女。
And so now, as we come back to look at our children again,
我们愿意得到主给我们的力量。
And we want to receive strength from the Lord.
愿意得到他给我们的信心。
And so that we receive His faith.
所以我们让我们也尽我们的所能领我们的下一代来到主的面前。
And so that we will try our best to bring our next generation before the Lord.
感谢主救了我们。
And we thank the Lord that He has saved us.
所以他我们以后的这一代也都是蒙福的。
And I believe that we are all blessed in the Lord.
我们以后的一代的一代他们都是蒙福的。
And from generation to generation we shall all be blessed.
好，我们把荣耀和感谢献给主。
And we give the Lord all the glory and praise.
谢谢大家。
Okay. Brother Hans shall share with us.
对不起啊，耽误大家两分钟时间。我觉得我要把这个见证说出来。
And I'm prompted to share with you.
那其实神在我们家里面的带领很奇妙，关于特别在这个夏令会中哈。
And I believe that Lord has led us marvelously in the summer conference.
那我想跟大家回顾一下我们以前在夏令会当中的一些经历。那我记得那个在每次去夏令会我都很挣扎。
And I remember how much I struggled before going to a conference.
其实都不想去了。
And actually, honestly, I did not want to go.
我觉得第一次大概在三十年之前。
The first time I went was about 3-4 years ago.
那我记得那个 Linda 姊妹，问我要不要报名。其实当时已经过了报名的期限了。
And I remember Sister Linda asked me to go register. Actually, it was past registration time.
我记得我是坐在那个副厅里面吃那个 lunch 吃午饭的时候。
And I remember I was taking lunch in the cafeteria.
那当时我是想跟她讲不去的。
And I wanted to say no to her.
那个话到了我喉咙口的时候，我听见神跟我讲话。
And as I almost blurted out the words, and I heard the Lord saying.
那我听。神讲得非常的清楚，听得非常清楚，这是我生平当中唯一一次听到神跟我讲话。
This is my first time ever that I've ever heard of God spoken to me.
神说你要去。
And the Lord said you must go.
然后那个话从我嘴巴里出来的时候，我就说我要去。
And then I repeated after that I will go.
然后那次夏令会当中，我太太遇见神。
And in that conference my wife met the Lord.
对，然后我们都。从夏令会中得到很多。
And then our household received a great deal.
然后等到第二年的时候。
And the next year from that,
我到夏令会的时候，我又开始很挣扎。
And until the next conference, I struggled again.
那我太太当时在餐馆里跑堂端盘子。
And my wife was a waitress in the restaurant then.
当时餐馆里都很忙，要请几天假出来参加夏令会是很难的。
It is not easy to ask for a few days off from a restaurant.
当时我记得我去接我太太之前，我躺在床上，我反复跟神挣扎，我就不想去。
And so I remember how much I struggled right before I go pick up my wife.
我找了很多理由。
And I came up with many excuses.
因为我想我们也可以去买那个夏令会的磁带回来听嘛，不一定要去。
Because I thought that we could hear the tape afterwards. I don't need to go.
对，然后等我去接我太太的时候，她在那个餐馆的门口哭。
And but then as I go pick up my wife was crying in the front of the restaurant.
她说那个老板，冤枉他们偷钱。
She said that the owner accused them that they have stolen money.
然后后来说那个钱又不知道怎么跑出来了。
But then later on, they found the money again.
然后那个老板说是他因为怕他们怕被老板发现，又偷偷放回去的。
And then the owner continued to accuse them that because now they're afraid they put the money back.
因为我太太她说她在银行做了十几年的工作。
Because my wife worked in the bank for more than 10 years.
她说
before
这个对他们人格，她觉得是对他们人格很大的侮辱。
And she felt that her character was falsely accused.
然后那个老板就说，他说你要不想干就不要干了。
And the owner said, if you want to quit, quit.
然后等我看到这个时候，我当时就明白了。
And then, right at that time, I realized what happened.
我说这个是出自于神了。我说
I said, this is from the Lord's hand.
神要我们去参加夏令会，然后在那次夏令会当中，他又遇见神。
And then at that time, then when we went, then my wife met the Lord again.
然后我这次夏令会，我去参加，这次我去参加夏令会。
And this time, as I went to God's conference,
好像是参加神的盛宴。
As if I attended the feast of the Lord.
神安排了一个圣言给我们。
And then we receive his holy words.
我们大家都吃得饱饱的回来。
And so each of us are well fed.
我直到这次夏令会，我才知道神为什么要我 一直要我去夏令会。
Only until this time I realized why conference is important for us.
我才真正的知道神为什么要一再的安排这样的环境，兴起这样的环境，要我们去夏令会。
And I truly realized why God raised up all situation in order to make us go.
我在这次夏令会当中得到两点。
And I have these two areas of receive.
一个是要顺服，在神要顺服。
The first thing is that I must obey.
要顺服在神的权柄之下。
And to obey under the power of God.
第二个是要认真。
And secondly, I must be serious about it.
对神的国的事情。
And towards the God's kingdom.
对教会的事情。
And towards His church.
不管是大事小事。
And whether it's a great big thing or small thing.
都要认真。
We must all be serious about them.
所以好像我们教会的聚会。
And so therefore including our meetings.
我们都要认真地来参加。
And let us come prepared and seriously.
所以神在我们中间。
And so I know the Lord is in our midst.
我们感谢这位神。
And we thank this God.
我们要顺服，要认真地活在他面前。
And we want to obey to live before him seriously.
耽误一些大家时间，谢谢。
Thank you for your time.
Brother really went over the time limit.
过了三分钟。
He actually exceeded 3 minutes.
谁最听话？
And who was the best out of the four?
两个小孩子最听话。
It was the two children who obeyed the time limit the best.
我们都要回转向小孩子。
So we shall learn the lessons from our little.
有时候受一点约束是好的。
And at times we should be obedient to the rules.
那等一下，现在开始计时，十分钟大家就举手。
So now you may time me for 10 minutes.
但是不要站起来走掉。
But then you could tie me and give me hints, but please don't stand up and leave.
我们都不完全。
Because none of us is perfect.
只有主是完全的。
And only God is perfect.
所以我们亚伯拉罕的信心是什么？
So what is the faith of Abraham?
他我们在主面前有信心。
So the faith of Abraham is that we have faith.
他叫我们在主面前做完全人。
So that we could become perfect before God.
所以请我们打开圣经。
So please open your Bible.
那可能解释的时间不多。
Maybe we don't have too much time to go over this.
但是圣经是我们最重要的话语。
But the Bible indeed is the most important part.
启示录最后一章22章。
Let's go to Revelation chapter 22.
整本圣经新约的最后一章。
And this is the last chapter of the whole book.
22章。
Chapter 22.
是全部的总结。
And chapter 22 is the summary of the whole Bible.
也是圣徒道路的开始。
And it is the beginning of the believers.
是教会的总结。
And this is also the summary of the church.
也是教会的起点。
And it is also the beginning of the church.
是我们从夏令会回来的总结。
And this is the summary of a summer conference.
也是我们从今以后走路的开始。
And this is also the beginning of a path.
请我们从第一节念到第七节。
So let's read verses 1 through 7.
天使又指示我在城内街道当中一道生命水的河，明亮如水晶，向神和羔羊的宝座流出来。在河这边与那边有生命树，结12样果子，每月都结果子。树上的叶子乃为医治万民。以后再没有咒诅。在城里有神和羔羊的宝座，他的仆人都要侍奉他，也要见他的面。他的名字必写在他们的额上，不再有黑夜，他们也不用灯光、日光。因为主神要光照他们，他们要做王，直到永永远远。天使又对我说，这些话是真实可信的，主就是众先知被感之灵的神，差遣他的使者将那必要快成的事指示他的仆人。我必快来，凡遵守这树上预言的有福了。主的话是叫我们去相信。
God's word is as us to believe.
主的话是叫我们去遵守。
And his word is for us to follow.
主借着天使说话。
And through the angel, God speaks to us.
主借着他的仆人说话。
And through the servant, he speaks to us.
今天在新约的圣徒里面，主借着他的儿子在我们心里头说话。
Today, God speaks to us through His Son.
主所有说话的目的是要我们有一个看见。
And God speaks to us so that we could see.
当我们从主的话里头有一个看见。
So that through His words we could see.
我们要来相信，要来领受。
So that we could see and understand and receive.
我们要领受，我们要去遵守。
And then after we receive, we have to obey.
在这头一段里头说，一个很重要的一个重点就是这里有一个城，里头有一个生命树。
And here it says that in the city there is the tree of life.
我们要懂得什么是神的城，什么是生命树。
And we have to understand and recognize what is the holy city and what is the tree of life.
就不是在一个夏令会里头我们就完全能懂的。
And it is not just a summer conference that we will receive.
我们要在生活上来认识什么是生命。
And indeed, through our daily life, we have to learn about the
tree of life. 我们要在教会的侍奉里头认识什么叫做建造神的城。
And also through the serving daily for the church, we'll understand the holy city.
请我们读第十四节。
So let's read verse 14.
那些洗净自己衣服的有福了，可得权柄能到生命树那里，也能进门，从门进城。这里这一节圣经也说到生命树，也说到圣城。
And in verse 14, he talks about the tree of life and the holy city one more time.
我们有信心，我们也愿意遵守。
And if we have the faith, we are willing to obey.
这里就很直接告诉我们要叫我们怎么样洗净洗净自己衣服的，有福了。
And in verse 14, it tells us directly that blessed are those who wash their robe.
我们在世界上走一转，我们就衣服就沾满了尘埃，就脏了。
Because as we walk around in this natural world, our robe will become dirty.
但是我们要在主面前领受宝血的洗。
But now before God, we receive His blood.
我们要在主面前领受圣灵的洗。
And before Him, we receive the joyful spirit.
要在主面前。The washing of the Holy Spirit. 我们要在主面前领受主话语的洗。
And also before Him, we receive the cleansing from His words.
我们所有在生命树有份的人，就是一直这样子洗自己的生命，洗自己的行为。
So for all of us who are partakers of this tree of life, we receive this washing.
但我们要知道用什么来洗。
But then what is it? How do we receive this washing?
我们的行为都不完全。
Because we are not perfect.
但是不是自己去改良它。
And it is not by our own might.
是靠着主的话。
But it is through His word.
是靠着主的圣灵。
And it is through the Spirit.
是靠着在主面前的信心。
And it is through the faith.
在生命树有份就可以进城。
And if we are partakers of this tree of life, then we have permission to walk into this city.
请我们读十八节，不要把圣经关起来。
So let's read verse 18.
请我们读十八节到最后。
18 through 21.
我向一切听见这树上预言的做见证。若有人在这预言上加添什么，神必将这写在这树上的灾祸加在他身上。这树上的预言，若有人删去什么，神必从这树上所写的生命树和圣城删去他的份，证明这事的说是了，我必快来。阿们。主耶稣啊，我愿你来，愿主耶稣的恩惠常与众圣徒同在。阿们。这里也说到生命树和圣城。
And once again, we talked about the tree of life and the holy city.
夏令会的题目说，什么是神永远不改变的旨意？
And then the theme of the summer conference is the eternal will of God.
神永远不改变的旨意就叫我们在生命树上有份，圣城上有份。
And this will is how we are partakers of the tree of life and the holy city.
今天我们听见许多的交通，我们看见小的有份，大的有份，全部都有份。
So today we heard from many testimonies that not only the children but the elderly but everyone are partakers.
所有的见证都是把我们带到主耶稣的面前，叫我们与生命树跟圣城有份。
And all the testimonies lead us right into the tree of life and the city of God.
我们大家很尊重传道人。
And everyone respects the preachers.
我们尊重传道人中间的传道人子弟兄。
And we also respect the preachers of the preachers, our brothers.
但是不要说是子弟兄的呼召。
But it is not brother C's calling.
是主的呼召。
It is the Lord's calling.
我们不是答应人的呼召。
And we are not answering to flesh and blood call.
我们是答应主的呼召，我们愿意来相信，愿意来接受圣灵跟他的话语。
But we are answering to the Lord's calling so that we will receive.
史弟兄给我们很多的帮助。
Brother C has taught us a lot.
因为他有看见有经历。
Because Brother C has received wisdom.
但是他只是一个仆人。
But Brother C, on the other hand, is only a servant.
我们每一个都是来服侍主，愿意在他的生命树跟圣城有份。
And we are also servants to the tree of life and the city of God.
在教会中出入，千万不要给人家试探，把这个捧高了，把那个踩扁了。
So in church, please do not be tempted to raise anyone among us up.
在生命上，我们每个都是弟兄姊妹。
Because we all share the same life as brother and sister.
在服侍上，我们尊重公投。
And in offering.
生命树说到我们的生命
and the tree of life talked about the life.
圣城说到我们在主面前的侍奉跟工作
and the city of God talked about our work and service.
在我们服侍的当中，我们有领袖
So in our service, there is a leader among us.
但是在我们生命里头，我们都是平等的
But then in our life, we all have the same life.
大家搞懂这一个，我们就一起往前
So please be clarified on this one point so we can march forward.
在生命上，我的耶稣跟你的耶稣一样的
And in life, we all receive the same life.
但是在服事上，我看见比较清楚，我就愿意带领你。
But in our service, they are leaders.
你看得比较清楚，你请你来带领我。
And if you're more experienced and you're more willing to lead, you may.
这个叫顺服。
And this is to be obedient.
这个叫在神面前的真顺服。
And before God, this is the obedience that we need.
我们在主的教会里头，只有高举主耶稣基督。
And in the church, the only one that could raise among us is God.
他是千万人中的第一人。
Because Jesus Christ is the first among us.
唯有耶稣，永远是耶稣。
And it is only Christ and Him alone.
他是群羊的大牧人。
And He is the shepherd of all the sheep.
今天我们听了主的话，我们得着主的呼召。
So now today we have received the calling from Lord.
我们说爱主的人都来。
So that everyone who loves him will come.
请我们唱诗歌537首。
So let's sing 537.
唱完诗歌，我们请弟兄姊妹有负担的为教会祷告。
And I ask you to pray loudly.
每一位都来到主面前。
And everyone could come before him.
主耶稣，我爱你。
And Lord Jesus, we love you.
我答应你的呼召。
And we are willing to answer.
你拯救我，你给我新生命。
And you have saved me and give me a new life.
从今以后，我愿意参加你每一个聚会。
And from now on, I will come to all the meetings.
从今以后，我答应你的呼召。
And from now on, I will answer your call.
我和我的家都要来侍奉你。
I and my household will serve you.
537首说爱主的人都来。
It's in 537. It says whoever loves him will come.
将你的喜乐敞开。
And to show your joy.
愿意答应主的呼召，站起来唱。
So if you're answering his calling, please stand up and sing.